Hello, I'm Pauline Jennings. Welcome to Musician Talk. Welcome to Catch Up episode number 3. This time, we're catching up with two past guests, Barbara Piper and Kurt Johnson. I'm interviewing them together as they have formed the duo called Cuba, cleverly CU for Kurt and BA for Barbara. Two catch-ups in one is a first, as well as recording live at a rehearsal, which is what we did today. So stay tuned for a new experience, get the inside scoop on this newly formed talented duo, and hear them perform a couple of tunes live. Excited? I sure am. So let's get to it. It's time to welcome Barbara Piper and Kurt Johnson. Welcome, Barb and Kurt, to Musician Talk. I'm so excited to have you on, and thank you so much for allowing me to interrupt your rehearsal to do this interview. I really love it, and I'm so excited to catch up with both of you.
Well, Pauline, all I can say is every time I'm around you, good things happen to me, so thanks for coming over.
Yay!
I don't know, last time I was on this show, you had to divide it into two episodes, so I don't think you've learned your lesson yet.
No, inviting me back. I had to have you three. I have learned how to cut people off better now, so
there's
that.
I'll fully expect that.
I probably won't, I'm just going to say. If this ends up being two episodes, so be it. Anyway, this is a catch-up episode. As Kurt was just saying, he was on the show episode number 4, and Barb was episode number 33. And recently, these two got together and decided that they want to make music together, and they have a group now called Cuba. And so that's what we're going to talk about mostly here today. And so how did you guys decide to get together and make music together?
Yeah, I don't when was your show at the Guild? It had to be 2019, feel like?
I think it was during the pandemic because there was not a soul in the audience except the song guy.
I'm thinking of when you opened for Pat Donahue.
Oh, yeah, 2019.
Yeah, so Lori and I went to that show at the Guild. We both love Pat Donahue for his work on Prairie Home Companion. And to see him live in an intimate setting like that, just thought, can't go wrong.
Right.
Had no idea that this woman named Barb would be opening for him, and just blew me away. Just really, you know, I shouldn't be surprised to run into talented people in Northfield, right?
Right, I mean,
just,
I totally
should
agree.
Not surprise me. But here's one that I didn't know about, and I kind of tucked it away in my, boy, if I ever came into a situation where I could play with her, especially with her singing, I wanted to do that. And so I ended up reaching out maybe 6 months ago or so.
And man, I was glad you did that.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it turns out my other playing buddy, Ray Coudre, when I told him that I really had wanted to reach out to Barb and see if she'd be willing to sit down and do something together, Ray just had this smile. He's like, you know, when you and I first started working together, I was going to set you two up to play together.
Nice.
And now you've gone and
done it.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
so he had that in mind as well.
I know that feeling because when Barb was on, I didn't know Barb before I had her on Musician Talk. And after I had her on and listened to some of her songs, I'm like, I want to sing with her. Mm-hmm. It wasn't soon after that I called you or texted you or something and said, hey, let's do a project together too. So you're in demand, lady.
Well, I was very honored, Pauline. It was great. What a great start to a great friendship, too.
Yes, exactly. And I bet this kind of thing, too, you guys were already friends before you started this, but doesn't it just cement that, like, instantly when you start rehearsing together?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So how did you guys decide what you were going to do? Once you decided to get together and make music together, how did you decide what kind of music you were going to cover?
Well, we decided to bring our favorites to the table and kind of in the genre of easy listening, jazz kind of thing because we have an acoustic guitar and a keyboard and two vocalists. So bring our favorite things to the table and see what fits. And
everything that I've done in Northfield musically has been not jazz. Yeah. And I used to play jazz, and I'd like to think that I still can a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really nice to rekindle some of those ideas. And I kind of came to this partnership, hoping that, you know, half the stuff or so we would fall into the jazz idiom. Barb's very comfortable there,
yeah.
And I'm becoming more comfortable. And that's so that's another that's just another genre of music that I've not had an outlet for, or not had a place to express it. So,
and now you do, mm-hmm. And you have a tendency to undersell yourself. So I'm sure that you are awesome at playing jazz still. So I'm so excited to hear you guys play, and they are going to play a song here live for us at Kurt's studio pretty soon, coming up. So you said that you talked about your favorite songs and kind of came to the genre of ease listening jazz. Within that bucket, it's a huge bucket, right? And I suppose that there's some things that need drums that you are staying away from. I'm not sure, but how did you choose songs? And what are some of the songs that you decided to do?
We talked about this actually yesterday too. We're not going to play things that are not exciting for us, even though we know it might be a crowd pleaser. There might be a few things in there, but it's going to have to be really. We're cherry picking the genres, you know.
And what criteria do you use when you're cherry picking?
Well, Kurt uses the word magic, so we'll try something on.
Yeah, well, I think this happens with musicians who are open-minded, open-hearted. Just sit down and play with somebody, and the first time you play through a song, we got through that.
Sure.
Second time, it's a little better, you connect a little better. Third, fourth, fifth time, all of a sudden, things will happen where you're communicating with each other, not verbally, not by eye contact, but by musicality.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, something magical will happen that I didn't know what it would be, but I was fully expecting it to happen.
Nice.
And then that's when we kind of know that that's a song that we want to work on, develop. We'll also take artists that we both really like and maybe not do their most popular song, but do something that's a little more obscure.
Nice.
Something that they might not even recognize as a song by that artist.
Sure. So when you say magic happens, and I understand that communication that happens that's nonverbal and actually doesn't even include eye contact, like you said,
mm-hmm.
It's something that you feel with your whole body when you start playing with somebody, and that's going to come more and more and more and more to you guys as you play together more and more. But before you get to that place, right now when it's happening, what do you find is happening with the music? I mean, can you give me, an example of when the magic happened and you went, oh, that's something magical?
I feel like a shimmer kind of feeling. And it's almost like a cream rising to the top of that song and along with goosebumps, you know?
Yeah.
And so that feeling, it's really hard to describe it, but you know what, as an audience member, when you hear it,
yes, you
there's
do.
This feeling like, wow, whatever it is. And it's really hard to define.
Yeah, I almost get the same thing. I almost get this sense of tingling, and it's it really happens for me when a place that I might naturally go in a moment in a song, the person I'm with, like Barb, goes to that exact same place at the same time, and we didn't talk about it. And it was something that was different than we did before.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, and that is so magical. And you're right. You can't really describe it. It's ineffable because it's magic. You can't describe magic, right?
Mm-hmm.
okay, so you started rehearsing, and you're playing these songs that you guys have cherry-picked that you want to play. Once you get the song that you're going to do and you've run it a couple times, run through it, then what do you do in order to solidify it or to make it your own? And do you do that? Do you make these songs your own? How do you do that? That's about five questions, but start anywhere.
For me, it's a trust thing. As soon as I feel, as soon as I give up that control and put it in his hands, whatever it's going to be, whatever role we're going to play together there, as soon as I let that go, then the magic can happen, you know? So the trust has to be there. So sometimes we have to go through a few things. If it's a new song, I get really insecure about, I don't know how this is going to go. And then I got to look at Kurt and go, I don't care. It's going to go great, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Right, right. Absolutely. How about for you, Kurt, what are some of the things that you're doing to make the songs your own? And are you just waiting for the magic to happen, or are you doing this on purpose, saying, okay, this is, let's extend this, or let's...
Yeah. No, there's... yeah, ideas will come.
Yeah.
Where we'll want to change something, tempo, feel, whatever it happens to be, and talk about it. But I think anytime you're coming together on something new together, there's a certain amount of mechanical stuff that has to happen. You've got to get through structure.
Yeah.
And you've got to get through all the common ideas that you're going to participate in, whether it's, you know, chords, rhythm, feel, et cetera.
Right.
And for me, it's getting to that, I call the Yoda place, where it's don't think, do. So when you get beyond the thinking part, and you're just, you might still be reading chords, because I'm still going to be looking at chords, making sure that I'm in the right spot and all that. But that becomes more rote, and then I'm free to participate in what Barb is putting out. I'm free to bask in that.
Nice.
And let whatever happens with her, let that influence me, and vice versa, without us talking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
But in the rehearsal process, yes, and you know, as a director, there's a certain amount that you just have to slog through.
Yep.
And that's the not fun part, but it's the key to getting to the fun part.
Mm-hmm. First, I want to say, actually, it would be think you shouldn't. Do you should, if it's Yoda. I'm just saying. I'm a big fan. Big fan. Anyway, of you guys and Yoda. Yes, those mechanics of who's, are you going to play guitar on this song? Are you, you know, I assume that you play piano on everything, or don't you? Do you do some songs just with guitar?
Well, with this keyboard, there are some things that I might split the keyboard and have a bass in my left hand and a Hammond organ in my right hand. It's probably nice. Primarily piano. One of the ones we'll do today, I've got a Rhodes electric piano. So I'm lucky. I can kind of pick and choose the textures that I want to bring to the table, but it's probably primarily acoustic piano.
Nice. Yeah. So those are some of the mechanics. Are you going to play the bass? Are you going to split your piano? I mean, all those things that come in that you have to just slog through, like you said, to get to the point where you can start creating magic. I think we're at the point of the first song, and I'm just wondering what you guys are going to play for me today.
Why don't we start in the jazz realm? How about that?
Okay.
So sounds good. This is one of my, probably in my top 10 favorite songs of all time. And it's, again, it's one of those obscure songs written by a man who's not obscure, Leonard Bernstein.
Right.
And it was a song from a musical that most people aren't familiar with. But to me, the song is very haunting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just give yourself over to it, it'll take you to where you want to go. It's called Some Other Time.
All right. Here it is.
Time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words are still unspoken. Oh well, we'll catch up some. When the fun is starting, should be glad for what we've had and what's to come. There's so much more embracing. Catch up some other just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. But we should be glad for what we
This is Pauline Dennings, and you're listening to Musician Talk. You just heard Barbara Piper and Kurt Johnson play Some Other Time live from Kurt's studio. Barb and Kurt have a new duo called Cuba. They will be performing at Arts and All That Jazz the evening of April 29th at the Armory, and that's a fundraiser for the Guild. Barb, first, your voice sounds like velvet. Your vibrato is just perfectly placed. Just so gorgeous in both of you, the dynamics are just, they, I got goosebumps, and that's that magic. I know when magic happens because that's what happens to me. And Kurt, I know this from working with you in the past. You are such an incredible accompanist, and that is a specific talent that not all music pianists have. And I mean, I just watch you watching Barb and the way she's breathing, and so you know exactly what to play to best accompany her. And that is, it was just so sweet, and your solo was perfectly tasteful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
and there's not a lot of thinking there. It's you know, I might be looking at Barb, but what I'm really doing is feeling what's coming my direction.
You could feel that being in the room. Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. And your solo, you know what to play and when to play it, and it's just, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. So moving on, I want to know what projects you guys are in other than Cuba. And just kind of what's been happening in your life. Let's catch up to when you were on Musician Talk the last time. Barb, you want to start?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Well, I've been working on this stuff, of course, in our new group, and I do have another group called Feeling Groovy. It's a Simon and Garfunkel tribute with a twist, and we are working diligently to get all of our stuff up to snuff, so to speak.
Yeah, I kind of set you up with that. I'm doing that project with Barb, and we can't wait to do our gig at the Guild, the first summer 411 concert, and that's June 17th. And it is. We have been working hard on that for a long, long time. We started it, then took a break, and then started it. But you have some other things as well.
Yep, but I'm working on a CD right now at Wasner's Audio Studio in Northfield, and that's really fulfilling, too. All of these projects are so fulfilling. Mm. I come home with a smile on my face, and I just know it's because that music thing has been met, that need has been met, so many levels. So,
and when is your album going to be out? You released a single from that.
I did. I released a single in December, or January, but I'm looking to be done by the end of the year.
Nice.
But there's no time.
No, there's
no
rush.
I'm not putting any deadline on it because it puts stress on me then and on everybody involved. So
right, exactly.
Yeah,
I love the way you write, and when you do a CD, it's your original songs.
Yes.
And do you write jazz songs?
I really love that genre. Mm-hmm. I do have a few. Mm-hmm.
And you guys, are you going to cover those? Or
yeah,
because you don't say you cover originals, you will do them. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, we've done a couple together, which is really really gratifying. And nice. Really nice to have such a pro on the keys.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How about you, Kurt? What have you been up to?
Well, life's changed quite a bit in the last, I guess, 9 months. I was when you and I last worked together. I'll just toss the pandemic as just this moment that happened in all of our lives. Yeah. And I won't account for it. But
okay.
When we last worked together, I was working a steady 32-year career job that I liked, and a whole bunch of changes happened inside that organization that resulted in a whole bunch of us long-timers leaving the company. Hmm. So June 30th of 2022 is my last day at work, and it was a really good day. One would think, oh, gosh, sorry, you lost your job. But what it did for me was allowed me to set in motion the plans that I had for my retirement about 7 years early. Most folks know that I'm kind of crazy about airplanes.
Yeah.
And I had set a goal about, a real goal just a couple of years ago of becoming a professional pilot, flight instructor.
Wow.
And I just completed that. Took me a little over a year working on it, but I just completed it in March, and I'll be teaching people to fly out at Stanton Airfield this summer.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
And a year is just to do what you just did, because you already flew planes. It wasn't like
I've been flying
for
32 years. Right. Coming up on 33, just for fun. Mm-hmm. And getting serious about it and learning the things that you had to learn. About every third day of that, I questioned my sanity and whether I could do it or not, and then just kept persevering, which has been the most rewarding aspect of that. I've always felt good about my flying and how much I can share it with other people. Lots of folks in Northfield have been flying with me.
Yeah.
But to be able to tackle the tougher parts of learning to fly, learning to teach people to fly, learning to fly bigger, more complex airplanes.
Right.
All of it really took me for a ride, so to say. But I feel good at getting through that. So, here we will be about a year after being let go, and I will be doing an occupation that doesn't feel like work to me.
Oh, that is so awesome, Kurt. That
so,
just sounds
small plug,
wonderful.
Any of you want to learn how to fly or come out and take a glider ride or ride in a antique World War II biplane, come on out to Stanton Airfield. It's just 10 minutes from downtown Northfield.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
I would say the other thing I want to mention that is I'm grateful for, and it's an evolving thing here. When I came to Northfield 7 years ago, I got involved in theater, did some music things with you, a couple of shows, and then more recently have been playing with a couple of bands and playing with Ray Coudre, whom I call my musical soulmate.
Nice.
That part and having it all be here in Northfield, all of that magic, I'll come back to that word, be right here in Northfield, a small grassroots airport where I can, you know, go play. And this beautiful town with all kinds of talent around it and all kinds of places that welcome that.
Right.
Where I can also play. Does it get any better?
No.
No.
No. That is incredible.
No. Yeah.
Good for you. You're living the good life. I mean, you're living your best life, mm-hmm. sounds like.
It really
to
feels
me.
Like it.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Northfield is just a wonderful place. I'm so happy to call this my home.
It is. And to be able to do a show like this and not ever really run out of musicians.
No.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's the well is so deep and wide as well. I mean, it's a lot of talent and a lot of really expert talent. So that's incredible. Well, let's move on to the second song. What are you guys going to play for me now?
All right. Well, we're going to switch it up a little bit. And this is one that people are familiar with. Eric Clapton, "Change the World."
Oh, love that song!
Yeah, it's one of those songs that, if you just kind of let go, you just sort of fall into the groove of it. If I can reach the stars, pour one down for you, shine it on your heart, so you can see the truth, that this love I have inside is everything it seems, but for now I find only in dreams I can change the world. I would be the sunlight in your universe. You would think my life was really something good, baby, if I could change the world. Could be king even for a day. I'd take you as my queen. I have it no other way. And I love what rule in this kingdom we have made. Till then I'd be a fool, wishing for the day I could change the world. I would be the sunlight in your universe. You would think my life is really something good, baby, if I could change. Thank you.
Musician Talk, and I'm your host, Pauline Jennings. Today I'm interviewing the group called Cuba, a new duo made up of my two guests today, Barbara Piper and Kurt Johnson. They just performed the Eric Clapton tune, Change the World. And you have a chance to hear this group at Arts and All That Jazz, a fundraiser for the Guild on the evening of April 29th at the Armory. And I love that, too. So funky on the
yeah, there's room to just lean back and let it happen.
Yeah, lean back with the funk. Yeah. I mean, that was really good. And you should sing a lot of Eric Clapton tunes. Your voice fits that perfectly.
Thank you. Really well.
I noticed some phrasing changes that you did, and I love that. Mm. And that's kind of where some magic happens. Maybe you don't even know that you're doing it.
I didn't think about that.
Right. It just kind of comes out because you're feeling that's the way it should be sung in this moment. And yeah. So, wow, thank you guys. Thanks. And Barb was on her acoustic guitar. That was great. So with this group, Cuba, do you want to play around town? Do you want to play out other places? What kind of venues do you want to play? What do you want to do with this group in your dreams?
In my dream, we'd be in a listening room somewhere.
Yeah.
It's also fun, though, to be in the background. Either in the background or not, or in a listening room. Nothing in between. It's really hard to play in like a bar where people are just talking and right. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a certainly listening room where people are there intentionally to listen to music. Doesn't mean they're not socializing, but it's a different dynamic,
right?
Versus a real bar situation where it's typically noisy enough with people conversing that right. If you're trying to rise above that, you're not really adding to everybody's experience.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in between. And, lots of places around here accommodate that, where it's a bar,
exactly.
An upstairs lounge, where the room is such that people can converse and they can hear you and you can hear yourselves, and you're not being overbearing with the music or how you amplify yourselves.
Right. Yeah. It depends on the event, to the occasion that we're there for. So we have a gig coming up where it's supporting the arts.
Right.
So people that are going to be there are going to be supporting the arts. And so it's going to be a real good place, I think.
A very receptive audience.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's like the difference between a lounge and a bar. When you're talking about not playing bar gigs, it's loud.
Yes.
You know, people are yelling at each other and everybody's drinking a lot. And you play from 9 to 1 instead of like 6 to 10.
Exactly.
It's a whole different ball game, isn't it? Well, awesome. So people, keep your eyes out for Cuba, because they're going to be playing out and about, as well as their debut gig at Arts and All That Jazz, the fundraiser for the Guild on April 29th at the Armory. So why don't you guys tell us where we can find information on Cuba, and also some of the gigs that you have set up here so far?
Well, I do have a website called BarbaraPiperMusic.com, and our gigs are on there, and our, the information about us is there. So
yeah, I think still pending, because we've spent most of our time together focusing on what we can do together.
Right.
We haven't spent the time on the marketing and such, other than we have some fun promo photos. Which
you do.
I love what you did with your Musician Talk one. I was like, oh, that is me right there. I don't recognize me.
It's a great photo.
Yeah. But we will, we're both active on social media. So when local gigs come up, we'll definitely publicize them in all of the ways. And maybe we'll end up with a Cuba music page on Facebook or something like that.
Yeah.
Or MySpace. Are you on MySpace still?
No. Okay. I think years and years ago I was.
I remember that. What I thought is really fun for the audience and for me is that we're here at the birth of this new project, this new musical journey that you guys are going on. And here we get to be in on it right from the beginning. And so like in a year, year and a half, 2 years from now, we got to do this again and see what you guys have been up to with that. And so I want to thank you so much for coming on Musician Talk and allowing me to crash your rehearsal when you're getting ready for a show.
I really appreciate it.
Speaking of the show, what show is that? Aren't you involved in that show?
Oh, no, I'm talking.
Is there a show?
I'm talking about the show that April 29th.
Oh.
And I will be there.
Okay, yes.
And I'll be involved because I think I'm your date.
Yes.
other than that, I don't think I'm involved. Maybe I'll get up and talk about the 411 series, which is what Barb was talking about, because we have the Simon and Garfunkel tribute with the twist on June 17th. But no, I was talking about the Armory show that you guys are getting ready for.
Yeah.
And I hope all of you go out and get a ticket and support the arts in Northfield. It's so important because, like Kurt said, we have so much going on and we don't want that to ever end. We really don't. You guys have any last thoughts?
No, it's always a joy to get a chance to share what we're doing, and more so for the listening audience, just how much we appreciate this community.
Mm, yes.
And the venues. You know, you mentioned Armory. You know, when the outdoor season starts for Jonathan and Liz, that to me, that's one of the most magical places. I'll just go back to that word.
Nice.
To play outdoors at the Armory in that courtyard is just fabulous, because you can connect with every single person in that space. Yeah. And yet there can be 100 people there.
Nice.
So.
And there's nothing like playing outside on a warm summer evening.
Yeah.
There is something about that. First of all, you don't have to worry about feedback. But second of all, it's like velvet outside in Minnesota sometimes, and to be singing in that or playing in that is such a treat.
That's really funny. Is. In Minnesota sometimes, yeah.
Right. Those couple nights in the summer when it's not too humid.
No, usually there's a little breeze and you're in the shade.
Yes.
It's just such a joy. We do forget about winter when we have those nights. And we get some beautiful weather, yeah.
That's right.
Do want to say something. When I'm out and about and somebody comes up and they say, "It's so nice to connect with these awesome musicians," and they'll just gush about the wonderful music and how great it is to have this in Northfield. And I want to make sure everyone knows that the feeling is mutual.
Yeah.
It takes the listener and the support, and it's just a cushy, cushy thing to have that synergistic kind of relationship.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I was going to say the same thing almost, but you said it better, is that it's not only such a great town full of great music, it's such a town of great audience members
listeners. It really is.
Yeah. And we're actually growing. It's sometimes hard to see the progress or new things that are happening, but Ray and I play second Thursday every month at Reunion upstairs in their lounge. But Reunion's been putting music in every Thursday night, except for the occasional private event, but they're going out there, putting music out there. They've had several concert level events on Saturday evenings in their music room. Jake and Lindsay taking over the Grand.
Oh,
and
yes.
Boy, are they making an effort to bring all kinds of great musical and entertainment programming to Northfield. And and I know they're working hard at it and creating opportunities for that. I'm going to the songwriter showcase tonight, not because I'm performing, but because there's such high quality magic that happens.
There is, indeed. Wow. So, folks, this is the reason I do this show. I love music. I love talking about music. I love music education, and we have the opportunity to see so much incredible talent in this town. So go out, support the arts, and I'll leave it there. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Pauline.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye. Many, many thanks to Kurt and Barb for inviting me to their rehearsal today and playing some beautiful music for us. Thanks always to Wendy Nordquist and to you, dear listener, for tuning in to Musician Talk on the One, KYMN. Have a fabulous day.